By now you have all seen the wonderful books that are on the tables. Not only a dinner journal, but also a sefer with the Rav's Kedushim on Sefer Bereishis and Shemos. We have printed a sufficient number for every family, but we ask that tonight each family only take one. I guess this is part of the shul's continuing Shalom Bayis initiative. Spouses will have to communicate with each other and come to an agreement over who's taking them tonight. And there are many people who deserve our thanks for all they have done for the shul, both over the years and to make tonight's dinner and journal the success that it was. Our dinner and journal co-chairs are Gavoyim, Mayor Gelman, David Jacobson, Ellie Goldberg, Morty Melman, who has been a friend of the Rav 25 years ago and today and all years in between, and the wonderful work at the FJJ. And most importantly, we thank all of you who came forward and came together to make this dinner so easy and so successful. Thank you all. There was only one job for tonight, one task that we found difficult, that we found nearly impossible. And that was determining what to get for the Rav and the Rebbetzin. Even after I made a rather embarrassing public appeal, we came up fairly stymied. A few weeks ago, I was stuck, and so I called Rabbi Spitzer, the Rebbetzin's father, with a desperate plea for help. And I want to relate to you part of the conversation. After I explained to Rabbi Spitzer the purpose of the call, this is what he told me. He said, "Avi, I believe that I know these two people as well as anybody in the world knows them. And I can tell you without hesitation that there are no material possessions that they want or care about. No material possessions that they want or care about." I believe that was the first time in the 21st century a Shver uttered those words about an Edom. And so we finally came to the realization that the proper way to honor the Rav and the Rebbetzin would be to do what they've always wanted us to do, to increase our commitment to learning. And so last week, an email went out with a sign-up sheet in which all of Shas was split up into roughly 100 portions of 25 to 30 blot each. I can tell you that in just about 24 hours, we had commitments for essentially all of Shas. We have very few briskets in Shul, so Kutchum took us a little bit longer. But we got there. All of Shas, 100 people signed up to come together to learn. And so, tonight we are going to have the Askolas HaShas, we'll cover the Rav and Rebbetzin, and at the end of this year, we will Metreshem gather in the shul to be Messiahim, all of Shas, in their honor. It is my pleasure to call upon Rav Nachum Cooper, one of our popular Magidish Yerum, who gives the evening Daf Yomi, to give us the Askola and Divrei Bracha.
Thank you, Avi, for the introduction. But you took away half my speech. I was going to have some horrors on the email that went out last week. I received the email last week, and the headline of the email, keep it a secret. So who's not going to open up such an email right away? With hundreds of emails to open, keep it a secret, we opened that email right away. And I have two horrors on the email right away. How is it possible to keep a secret in today's day and age? To keep a secret, such a big kehillah, and not let the Rav know about it, I thought it would be impossible. Second of all, I was puzzled. After 25 years, we're still keeping secrets from the Rav. How could that be? And then I myself went on to sign up, and literally as I signed up, I saw the cells in front of me being filled in underneath, and before I knew it, came out all of Shas was taken up. The Shas that we're presenting to the Rav and the Rebbetzin is right here in front of us. The Shas is everybody sitting here. There's no bookcase, there's no sforim, it's not heavy to carry, it's a live Shas, what we call a Lebedika Shas, a live Shas. Rav Meir Shapiro founded the yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. The entrance exam to enter into the yeshiva was to know 200 blat, bal peh by heart, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and Mefarshim. 200 blat bal peh. And those bachrim that were lucky enough to be zeicha to enter the yeshiva, and to be zeicha to know the 200 blat bal peh, finally entered the Beis HaMedrash. And they realized after a while, there was no need to go to the bookcase in the back of the Beis HaMedrash to look up any Gemaras. If I needed a Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, just turn to the Bocha who had learned Masechta Shabbos Balper for his entrance exam, and lo and behold, whatever information he needed was right there. And the Bocha that learned Masechta Bav Metzia, I would ask him, Masechta Bav Metzia, and the same for the whole of Shas. In Yeshivas Chachmei Lubuna, they had a Lebedika Shas, a walking, talking, live Shas, and that was the power of everybody coming together to learn. We took upon ourselves as a tzibur to learn Shas in honor of the Rav, the Rebbetzin, and all the chizik that we ourselves have from the Rav, from the Shul, from the Shiurim. But we also did it for a chizik for ourselves. Each one of us that took upon ourselves to learn Shas, to learn a part, to be together, knows that being part of a tzibur in such a major undertaking changes all of us. We all become partners. We all become together in learning Torah. And with that, I'd like to start unwrapping the present that we're presenting to the Rav and the Rebbetzin. I'd like to start the Masechta Brachos. The Mishnah starts off, Me'emasai Koyerin Es Shemar Ba'Avris. From when do we learn Shema? Do we read Shema in the evening? Mishoh Shakahanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumoson. From the time the Kahanim go in to eat Truma at night, which it says like a Chovim, when the stars come out, until the end of the first third of the night, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, V'chachomim Oimrim Ad Chatzois, and the Chachomim say, one can learn Shema until Chatzois, Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Ashiyala Omad Hashacha. Rabbi Gamliel says, until Alois Hashacha, one can learn Shema. The Mepharshim will ask, why does the Shas start with the mitzvah of Shema? There are Tayag mitzvahs in the Torah. Why is Shema the mitzvah that Rebbe chose to open up Shas with? And one of the famous answers that's given is because Shema is the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah bocha is mechuyev in. When a bocha turns 13 years old, becomes bar mitzvah, the first night, right away, the first mitzvah, the eraisa that he has, is the mitzvah of Shema. So Me'emasai, Karvin Hashema, from when one looks forward with excitement, with a brand to do mitzvahs, from when is the time to learn Shema? Ba'aris in the evening, right away, as soon as it says, like a chavim, watch about mitzvah v'acharon and say that first Shema, daven that first ma'ariv. And that's how we approach Shas, with the same cheshek, the same excitement that about mitzvah v'achar approaches his first mitzvah d'araisa, Me'emasai, from when we approach learning Shas, the same way. The Ritva in Masechta Megillah, which Hashem was just made on, the Ritva remarks, why is there a difference in Lashon between the Mishnah in Brachos and the Mishnah in Megillah? The Mishnah in Brachos starts off, Me'emasai Koyimin Es Shema, from when do we read Shema? While the Mishnah in Megillah starts off, Megillah Nikreis Ba'achad Asa. The Megillah is read on the 11th of Ad, or the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, or the 15th. Why the difference in the Lashon Me'emasai Koyrin and Megillah Nikreis? Megillah is read, and when we read the Shema? And the Ritva answers beautifully, because Megillah, one person can be might see another. Megillah Nikreis, Megillah is read. I don't have to read it myself. I could be Yaitzei Kriyas HaMegillah by hearing it from somebody else. So Megillah is read Ba'achad Asa B'Shnei Masa. Masha'en Kein, but when it comes to Shema, the din is different. Me'emasai Koyrin, from when do we read? Because every Yochid V'Yochid, every individual has the obligation to read Shema. My saying Shema will not help somebody else be Yaitzei Eschiyiv. I can't be Yaitzei by listening to somebody else. Me'emasai Koyrin, from when do we all read Shema? When it comes to Talmud Torah, every one of us has a Chiyuv to learn Torah. And one constant theme and idea that we learned from the Rav over the years is how we have to elevate ourselves and dedicate our time to learn Torah. And we all know how Rabbi Reisman took Matzoy Shabbos and turned it into Torah for the entire community, not only here in Brooklyn, but worldwide. And we all know Thursday night Mishma, Sunday Shiurim, and how the Rav took the shul and strengthened us and invited us the koyach of learning Torah. Me'emasai Koyrin. From when do we read Shema? When are we going to start? We're going to start right now. We're making our Scholas Hashas right now. And in Yitz Hashem, we should be Zaycha to come together next year to finish unwrapping the present, finish opening the present, with the Sayyim Vishas, and together under the guidance of the Rav and the Rebbetzin, we should all be Zaycha to bring Mashiach, Biyas Kailat Tzedek, Mehev Yemeinu, Amen.